I would like to welcome Maria Elena. She is with Goodwill. You guys have your Get Hired Hartford Career Expo coming up. When is it?
It's next Wednesday, actually, September 26th,
okay,
at the Connecticut Convention Center from 11 to 3.
All right. So it starts at 11. Now, do people usually come more in the beginning or just they kind of trickle in throughout the day?
A lot of people like to get there early and actually line up ahead of time. So we have people like at our doors before 11. Once doors open, people do tend to trickle in later on, you know, whatever is convenient for them, maybe during their lunch break, perhaps. You know, some people are job searching for a better opportunity.
Now, these are like for people, like for entry level and also for people, as you just said, maybe they're already working in Hartford or anywhere else and they want to come in and see for something else.
Yes. So I think there's pretty much something for everyone.
Okay.
We have various industries from like retail, healthcare, banking, aviation, manufacturing, even entertainment.
Now, if they go onto the website, which is what?
GetHiredHartford.org.
I saw there was a big list of all the companies.
Yes, there are 99 companies, and they're all listed on the website. So we always say for job seekers to definitely check out the website, look what you're interested in, research your companies, and see what positions they might be hiring for that would best suit you.
Right. I was going to say, because if there's one company maybe that's on there, is there a way to find out exactly which positions they're hiring for?
The main thing would be to connect onto their career page for the company.
And then they can see if it's something they qualify for or if it interests them. Okay.
Yes, and we have some companies that are pretty much statewide, so or even outside of the state, so you may have to look for different locations that might best fit you.
Okay. And I saw there's actually some pretty cool things there, because this is a free thing for everybody to come in. Right?
Yeah, absolutely nothing for job seekers.
Okay.
Free of charge, and we have a few other things going on that day also for job seekers, which is they can visit our pop-up career center and meet with Goodwill career coaches to get a resume critique or career advice, or if they want somebody to practice that elevator pitch before they get in front of an employer.
Yep.
And we also have a photographer there for a professional headshot for job seekers to use in their social media profiles.
I was just going to say, why do they have, I'm thinking, God, I haven't applied for a job in a long time, luckily. So I'm like, oh, pictures. Okay. So now is that also free of charge for things like that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, all of that is free of charge for them.
Okay. So what would you suggest for somebody to get ready? I know you said to go on the website, look at the companies, but maybe someone's walking in and just saying, well, let me go see what's there. Obviously, bring your resume with you.
Yes, definitely, you know, dress to impress and bring your resume. We also we'll be able to get the extra copies if they happen to only have one in hand. You know, we can get a few going there. We'll have a copier on hand at no charge. If they have a little bit more time before Wednesday, you know, they could always visit one of our career centers. We have 10 across the state, and any of our coaches can help them out with maybe finessing that resume a little bit more before they go in, or researching the company, or possibly even applying ahead of time.
Okay.
Something with employers for events like this is they want to get a face with the name. So if you're one step ahead, if you say, I applied online, and then you can follow up with your resume and a few other points that might stick with them, they usually remember you that way versus having to do the application afterwards.
Now, do they do interviews right there with people?
That's up to the company, but I think, you know, they definitely like to interact for a few minutes to make sure that you know about the company, you know. You can kind of say something about your skills and kind of make sure you have the right connection with them.
Okay, because, yeah, I'm sure they probably don't have time. There's going to be a lot of people probably coming through, so.
Yeah, and some of these companies, you know, we have some big names there, so they definitely get some lines going because everyone's interested. And some of them, I would say, that are interesting to see this year, we have MGM Springfield, Hartford Healthcare, Command, Whole Foods, American Eagle, Financial Credit Union.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot.
There's
of companies.
A lot.
And I was like looking, I'm like, wow, it's just like there's a lot of companies there. Now, what would you suggest? Because I know some people if they're thinking, okay, well, I'm not going to really be applying for a job in an office. I'm not going to wear a suit. Like, what would you suggest for somebody? Because I know, I'd probably be like, oh, what am I going to wear?
I would say, you know, if you're not going to be wearing a suit, you can wear a nice button down and for men, either tie or no tie. You can go a little more casual. You can even, I've seen some dress nicely with even a polo and a pair of slacks. Mm-hmm. You know what? So you don't entirely have to be in a suit. I would just say dress nice and clean right. and professional.
And just look together. Like, yeah. That might be a good way. Like, don't be showing up in ripped jeans and sneakers and things like that, probably.
Yeah, because as always, you know, first impressions yeah. do last.
Yeah, so. Because they say, oh, they were kind of dressed like a slob. We don't want to see that. Yeah. Hey. See, in radio, we kind of like dress how we want. So it's a little different.
No one can see you, right?
Yeah, I have jeans on and sneakers, sweatshirt, hair in a ponytail right now. So it's kind of like I would not be showing up to a career expo like that. Unless, I guess, it was radio, but. And the resumes, what would you suggest for people? Because I know maybe some people are like, oh, God, I haven't written a resume in years. Have things changed? What's like the best way? You guys also, as you said, on site, but beforehand, you can get some help with that.
Yes. So our career centers are, we have 10, like I said, across the state, and okay. 8 are co-located in our store. So great convenience for people there. And our coaches help with resumes, cover letters, job search. So if you need help just navigating the internet, like you said, someone maybe hasn't done a job search in 10, 15 years, yeah. and the whole world has changed now. Yeah. So
I know, because I'm like, do people even still have paper resumes? I mean, half the times.
They do, because okay. it still is a good impression when you're going in for an interview or an event like this. You know, you kind of, they can take a glance at it and point out something that they might be interested in right away as far as the recruiters are going. I would say definitely a quick tip for a resume. I would say try to keep it to a page. You want to keep it like no more than 10 years of your experience really on there.
Okay.
So, you want to summarize it up, because I know sometimes you can, at certain job histories and skills and achievements, you can go on for pages and pages.
Oh, yeah, I've seen some of those. I'm like, oh.
Quick.
So once again, that is Wednesday, September 26th, 11 a.m. till 3 p.m., and it's at the Connecticut Convention Center, which is on Columbus Boulevard in Hartford. And what's the website again for more information?
Sure, it's gethiredhartford.org.